The remains of the former Vice President Elijah Liu Mahama were laid to rest at his residence in Tamale yesterday. Earlier in Accra, the remains of the former Vice President were paraded through some principal streets to his private residence at Cantonment, and finally the Black Star Square, where the final janiza prayer was set for him. In Tamale, a second burial service was held at the Jubilee Park, after which the remains were interred at his residence. Correspondent Mutala Isa told Bobuklinugo how the ceremony went.
I must say that the entire metropolis poured onto the streets of Tamale today. I have never seen such a crowd over the last 6 years that I've been here in Tamale. They lined the streets of the Bolga-Tamale Road from the airport right away to the Jubilee Park. School children, old men, women, people from all walks of life, all lined the streets of Tamale just to catch a glimpse of the mortal remains of the late Vice President.
Talking about the funeral itself or the service, how did it go?
Now, from the airport, the mortal remains was carried to the Jubilee Park, where the regional chief imam, Sheikh Abdul Salam, led the Islamic prayer for the dead, that's Salat Janaza. They prayed, and then from there, it was conveyed to his residence for internment. Whilst at his residence, the President of the Republic of Ghana, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, officially handed the mortal remains on behalf of the people and government of Ghana to the family for a private funeral to take place.
Right. Were there statements made by some prominent citizens?
Yeah, we had the entourage, the former president, His Excellency John Majekum Kufo, the flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Adodankwa Akufo-Addo, and his running mate, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. Scores of the leaders of the NPP, of course, we had the President of the Republic of Ghana, and some heads from within the NDC.
So what have they been saying?
Yeah, I've spoken to scores of people, and most of them remember his crusade against indiscipline in the country. A lot of them will tell you that watching Ghana television those days, they always saw this man with a cane, and they were told that these were parts of the Vice President's crusade against indiscipline in the country.
I think that would be awful, unless there is something that you want to add to what I've asked so far.
I see that the security, sometimes we chastise them. I am very impressed with their performance today. They have been up to task, because the crowd that poured from the airport all the way to the funeral grounds was so massive. But they've been able to control the crowd, and the whole program went on smoothly without any hitch, without any security breaches. So I think that we should all commend the security from the Tamale Metropolis, and then I understand their colleagues on the Puno Ahafo, as well as the Upper East region, who joined them here in Tamale to ensure the smooth running of the program.
Northern Regional Correspondent Mutala Isa talking to Bobuklinugo about the burial of the late former Vice President Elijah Liu Mahama.